Good morning, Outliers. Welcome to today's Outlier Live. We cover the biggest headlines today and what the AI trading data has to say about it. Our top story of the day is Tesla is slashing the price on one of its most lucrative features for the company. That's probably not good news for their profitability. Our second story of the day is we had a near miss over the weekend in the airlines industry, and we definitely want to talk about that. And then California continues to suck. And if you live in California, things are getting harder. Things are getting harder for you every single day, it seems like. So tune in for that and more on today's Outlier Live. Tesla has announced that they are slashing the price for their full self-driving software. Now, before I get too deep on that, full disclosure, I am a Tesla owner. I am a Tesla fanboy. I'm an Elon fanboy. Get over it. You don't have to leave the comments about it. I know I'm a fanboy. So here's the thing. The full self-driving software has gone up in price. I feel like it was around $5,000. It went up to about $15,000 or so. This article probably covers what it went to. But currently, as of this moment when I'm recording this, I still have a free month of the full self-driving on my car that Tesla sent out to everybody, right? I have a Tesla Model Y Performance, and it's amazing. I love that car so much. This weekend, we were taking the Boy Scouts out to dinner, and they were like, put it in sport mode. So I put it in sport mode, and it's so blazingly fast. I'm telling you, like, it's so fast that it's obscenely fast. 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds. It's like you push the gas, it's all the way back in your seat at all times, and it just doesn't stop. The power is on like Donkey Kong. And not only that, but when I drive it around, I can't keep it in sport mode. It's too fast. It's honestly too fast. And because of that, I keep it in chill mode all the time. Now, the Boy Scouts are in the back seat screaming their faces off as they're having so much fun, like on a Six Flags roller coaster, right? But it's really cool to have these over-the-air updates. One of the over-the-air updates, like I said, has been the freeze full self-driving for a month. But also recently, I got Auto Park out of nowhere. And I was like, well, that's really cool. And so we were at the mall one day. I clicked the Auto Park button. It backed into a spot for me. And that was a huge surprise, right? A huge upgrade. But having tried the full self-driving, I took a little road trip to our lake house. And I was not impressed. In fact, I disabled it as soon as I could because it didn't do anything more than regular autopilot could do already on the highway, except when I went to change lanes and it got real aggressive real fast. Now, I know that there were a couple different settings, but there was a gap about this big in between some vehicles. And it's like, all right, let's go. And I was like, no. And I got honked at, and I was like, no, I'm done with this. And then there was another time I was driving down the road, and this car is turning left. It's a two-lane road. This car is turning left. It slows down behind them and then tries to go off the road onto the shoulder, like literally off the road to get around them. And I'm like, no, let's just hang out here for 5 more seconds. We don't have to go off road in my Tesla Model Y Performance. There's no need for that. So I'm not a huge advocate of the full self-driving, which is a surprise because, like I stated earlier, I am a giant fan of Tesla. But let's see what the article says here. It announced on Saturday it's going to cut its full self-driving software by a third as the company reaffirms its commitment to self-driving technology. Now, that's quite an interesting thing, right? Because a lot of people paid good money for this, right? When it was priced at $15,000, the prices now range from $8,000 to $12,000, right? People paid 15 grand for it. And now it's, you know, at least a third, maybe half of that price. And he said at that time when it was 15,000, it was very low, adding to the value of the car would increase dramatically if it does become autonomous. Now, like I say, having driven in one now, and I do have experience, which I didn't have before, I didn't like it. I didn't trust it. Autopilot, awesome. Going down the highway, keeping in your lane, slowing down, speeding up, going around, you know, bends in the highway, no big deal. But when it comes to like working through traffic, working through stop signs, stop lights, going around things, I wasn't comfortable with it. The company announced 387,000 vehicles delivered in the first quarter, which was also below their expectations of 443,000, 8.5% decrease compared to the first quarter of last year. So Tesla's really hurting right now, right? And they just laid off 15,000 people, which would be about 10% of its global workforce. Over the years, we've grown rapidly with multiple factories scaling around the globe. With this rapid growth, there's been a duplication of job roles and functions, and we believe it's extremely important to look at every aspect of the company for cost reduction and increasing productivity. And not only that, they are slashing the prices of the Model Y, Model X, and Model S by $2,000 each. Now, I was able to get my Model Y after the first two big price cuts. So while it is a little bit less expensive than when I bought it now, a year ago, I bought it. I took delivery on May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. But it's been fantastic. And honestly, I'm not even worried about the value of the car because I love it so much. I plan on keeping it until the wheels fall off. So the stock is down 40% year to date. I mean, Tesla is the company is really hurting right now, right? They are laying off people. Their deliveries are 8% less than they were last year. And they're cutting the price of their car and they're cutting the price of full self-driving. So Tesla as a company, I don't know, has definitely some work to do to get back to be the once dominant automaker it once was. But let's be realistic here. All the other EV manufacturers are looking at Tesla. All the other manufacturers in general are looking at Tesla as the lead. I've been saying this for a while now. I feel like Tesla is the canary in the coal mine for the whole auto industry. And because they are slashing prices, they are still trying to capture market share. While all the other auto manufacturers are out of control. I recently saw a stat that said the average new price of a Dodge Ram pickup is $79,000 on average. The average price. $79,000 for Dodge Ram pickup. That's outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. You could get a Cybertruck for that. So here's the thing. I feel like Tesla continues to be the leader that they are across the entire automotive industry, and they are doing what they can to maintain market share because all the other auto industry partners there, everybody else in the auto industry is about to get a huge, huge wrecking ball hit on them because with higher interest rates and higher car prices, people are going to stop buying cars. But an innovative company like Tesla, they're going to keep their demand up. Now, let's take a look at the Tesla stock in outlier, right? Following these AI trading signals here. Last week, actually, if you go back to the trading rooms that we cover every single day live on this channel, you'll actually hear me say, call out this short signal that came on April 16th. So we're about a week off from that. That was at 157. Now the price is down to around 147. So, I mean, we're talking about 6-8% move just in the last couple of days following these AI trading signals here that we called out live on our channel. And you can see here, following the outlier signals shows a 1,032% gain versus buy and hold. Buy and hold still 186%. That's pretty awesome. But following these signals, 1,032.8%. So, of course, be sure to subscribe to this channel so you can see whenever we talk about those type of signals every single day in our trading room, and head over to outlier.com. That's OVTLYR.com to see why outliers win. Now let's go take a look at what the internet says about this, right? Tesla cuts the price of its full self-driving system by a third to $8,000. Next step, just buy a box of cereal and you can find one inside. That's super funny there. They need to get the AI data, which is more valuable than the software revenue. That's interesting. All right, let's see what else people are saying. It's okay. Yeah, this person's like, whoa, how about that? I'll never buy a Tesla, so whatever. Let's see. I always love hearing the Tesla haters out there. It's funny. If they cut it in half again, I still wouldn't get it. Tesla can't even get autonomous wipers to work. All right. On that topic, the wipers do suck. I heard that whenever I took delivery of the car, they were showing me how to do everything on the screen. And they're like, listen, the auto wipers, they're not all that great. You may want to go and push in the right setting speed as you're going down the road. But yeah, but I'll say for this exact topic here, I don't know. I think Tesla is doing what they can to survive in a very, very difficult market right now. So JetBlue and Southwest Jets have a close call at Washington Airport after the ATC mishap. JetBlue flight from Washington, D.C. was bound for Boston. Let's take a look at this, right? Sounds like we had a way too close of a call between JetBlue and Southwest. The FAA said it plans to investigate a close call involving JetBlue and Southwest in Washington on Thursday. JetBlue Airways told Fox Business that flight 1554, which was flying from Washington to Boston, had to abort its takeoff because another aircraft had attempted to cross the runway. Just before 8 a.m. local time, an air traffic controller instructed Southwest Airlines flight 2937 to cross a runway at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport while the JetBlue flight was starting its takeoff on the same runway. What? Somebody failed big time on that. JetBlue said no injuries were reported. Of course, nothing actually happened. Safety is JetBlue's first priority, and we look closely at federal officials in this event is fully investigated. Southwest said that it's aware of the incident and working with the FAA to fully understand the circumstances. I wouldn't blame either JetBlue or Southwest. And please, in the comments down below, tell me your opinion. I don't blame either one of these, right? The pilots themselves are doing their job. They're following the instructions set by the people up in the tower, right? They're saying, okay, you know, JetBlue, go. Southwest Airlines, wait a minute. But somebody got their wires crossed, right? So I wouldn't blame either of the airlines themselves. In February 2023, then acting administrator Billy Nolen crafted a safety review team to examine the reliability of the air traffic control system after a string of close calls early that year. Last year, he claimed that while air travel is coming back, the long layoff coupled with the increased technical nature of the systems might have caused some professionals to lose some of that muscle memory. Ooh. These are not the people I want to be up in the towers telling us where to go. With the safety of our controllers and national airspace always top of mind for FAA, I took this very seriously and we're taking action. So, all right, I don't know. I feel like this is somewhat of a mountain out of a molehill because, yes, there was a little bit of cross awareness, but at the same time, nothing actually happened, right? The jets stopped. Nobody collided with anybody, right? There was a lapse in judgment somewhere, but nothing actually happened. Whitaker said it's requiring 10 hours off between shifts and 12 hours before a midnight shift, effective 90 days. So they're giving them more time off. That's good. But I don't know. I feel like they're making too big of a story out of this because nothing actually happened. But you tell me in the comments down below, am I not reading this correctly? I'm planning flights. We're taking my children for the first time ever out of the country. So this is something that is on my radar right now, looking at flights and things like that. So to see a new story like this, of course, piqued my attention. But let me know in the comments. Am I not seeing what's the important part of this here? Because if safety is their first priority, right?
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They're following exactly what the air traffic controller said to do. But there was a little bit of lapse in judgment there. However, everybody did their job correctly and nothing actually happened. So I wanted to talk about a company that's not doing their job correctly, and that's Boeing. I don't know if you've heard, but like, not only are the doors falling off the airplanes, not only are the planes catching fire mid-flight. I heard something like that happened late in 2023. But like the whistleblower, he's not blowing any more whistles now because he accidentally wound up dead somehow, which kind of really makes me nervous. But following these AI trading signals, right? This is honestly one of my very favorite stocks to show just how well Outlier works, because right at this point right here, when the stock fell off a cliff, was the news that broke where the Alaska Air Flight door fell off. And we got a sell signal about a week before that point. A week before, right? So between this signal here, where it came on October 12th, where the price was 191, It reached a high and got a sell signal of 270. That's about $70 a share, right? What is that? So 70 over 191, that's about a 37% gain just in this time frame right here. And then we got the sell signal right in time before it blew the doors off, literally. So this is one of the best ones that I've seen out there. And this is for Boeing. And Boeing, like I said, has not had the best record of safety lately. But Outlier has still managed to have a positive return, a 14.95% return, instead of buy and hold being 48% negative, right? Look at that gain between the two, right? 48% buy and hold down versus 15% up following Outlier. So I really recommend you get these AI trading signals right here. Head over to OVTLYR.com to see why Outliers win. Now let's take a look and see what the internet has to say about this story. JetBlue and Southwest planes nearly collided on the runway today. The air traffic controller directed the Southwest plane to cross a runway where JetBlue plane was already cleared for takeoff. All right, let's watch this little video here. So this is the Southwest plane in the blue. Let's make it bigger. About to take off. So there's the JetBlue plane getting ready for takeoff. The Southwest plane was about to cross that runway to do what it's going to do, wherever it's going. Okay. So the audio of that was pretty interesting. It was actual audio from when that happened. And you can hear them and you could see it on the screen, right? They're saying stop, stop, stop to both airplanes, right? There was absolutely a lapse in judgment in this. I will definitely say that. However, they did their job. They still did their job. This plane stopped, that plane stopped. They were both instructed to stop. They both did. So nothing actually happened. So I feel that this is probably one of those mountain out of a molehill things because nothing actually happened, right? I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about here. I literally don't know what I'm talking about. This is just my opinion. At least some of the screens sounded diverse. Okay, I didn't expect to see that. Everybody in aviation knew this was coming. Okay. It isn't just Boeing's poor engineering that should frighten us. Thanks, Mayor Pete. DEI seems to be going well. You can almost hear the diversity in the control tower. How stunning, how brave. Stop. How about abort, abort, abort? Hold short. They were freaked out. This is the scariest part to me. Yeah, that was a little bit. Okay, so we're talking about DEI here. A lot of DEI comments with this. There it goes again. I don't know. I'm not saying anything about that. What I'm saying is I feel like everybody did their job and nothing actually happened. But you let me know in the comments below. Okay, if you live in California, it sucks, and it continues to suck, right? How many times do we have to have these stories where it's one story after another where California is getting just ravaged, right? Just ravaged. If you live in California, they don't want you to have any money. They want to steal all your money. The government wants to steal all your money. And then they want to say $20 minimum wage for everybody. So if the government hasn't stolen all your money, they are allowing you to go to all the businesses you can and pay way more than any other state in the nation. And then if you want to go home at night, if you can make it home with all the crime, if you can make it home without somebody breaking in, the homeowners in California now have to deal with the fact that they are losing insurance companies. Now, I just got my insurance renewal. And I have to call the agent, of course, and make sure that, you know, everything's like it's supposed to be. But it definitely went up. My car insurance went up about 10%. I don't remember what my home insurance cost last year, but I assume it was at least a 10 or 20% increase from what the rate is that I got today. So, like, we're all feeling this hit about the insurance rates going up. It's just a fact of life. They as an industry, went to Congress and said, we need more money. And the Congress was like, okay, have as much as you want. We're not going to stop you, which is some bullcrap, as you know. But California's insurance just got a lot harder to get because California just lost two more property insurers in a growing crisis. Homeowners in California are facing surging rates and the loss of coverage as more insurers are fleeing. Two more insurance companies are ending property insurance in California, adding to the growing list of insurers fleeing the state, which has become an escalating crisis. This really is a crisis, right? I think we covered just last week that there were other insurance companies pulling out. So it seems to be almost a weekly event that less and less companies are going to insure California, between earthquakes, between crime, between fires, between everything else. California is just like in a world of hurt. I guess that's Tokyo. Tokyo Marine America Insurance Company and Trans-Pacific Insurance Company, both owned by a Japanese firm, Tokyo Marine Holdings, Inc., filed notices to California's Department of Insurance saying the companies would cease offering homeowners insurance and umbrella policies in the Golden State. The move will impact more than 12,500 policyholders who can expect non-renewal letters starting July 1st. Given the small segment of personal lines we write in escalating costs, we can't sustainably support personal lines coverage and do not plan to return. We remain committed to commercial lines in California and across the country and supporting our agents and customers with exceptional service through this transaction. The decision is the latest blow to California property owners as insurance companies continue to raise rates for consumers or discontinue coverage. In 2022, insurance giant Allstate paused its sales of new home policies due to wildfires and higher costs of doing business in the state. State Farm filed suit last year saying it will stop accepting new home insurance applications due to historic increases in construction costs and inflation. Like, this is the industry you signed up for. What I don't understand, so I've actually worked at State Farm, and I worked at another insurance company that was commercial lines insurance. And so I've seen the numbers that go on behind this, right? Basically, they make money hand over fist, right? Of course an insurance company would, right? We all pay into the insurance company pool, and then they pay out only a small percentage for an accident or a claim or whatever the case is. But that's your business. So to see them completely leave a state really bothers me, right? It's like, from a capitalist perspective, I get it. I get it because they're not making as much profit as they could. From another perspective, I don't know which perspective that is. From another perspective, I'm saying, you know what? If you can't make it work in this state, do you really think you can make it work in any state? Do you really think that this is the best choice for you, for your customers, for your shareholders, right? What are your shareholders going to think whenever you say, nah, I don't think we can work in the second most populous state in the country? Now, from the other side of it, I, as an entrepreneur, I'm looking at this like, who can come in? Who can upset the industry where they are throwing their customers out the door and a new company come in and swoop them up and show them how it's done? I think really, in realistic speak here, we've got insurance companies that decided they're too big. They can't make this work. And a smaller insurance company who has a new perspective on the game can come in and swoop in and take it over, right? Or maybe even a stock or a company like Travelers Insurance, right? Travelers Insurance, as far as I know, they're still operating in California. I don't know. But we did just get a sell signal on them on February 12th. And between these last two buy and sell signals, I mean, it went from about 163 in October to about 215 by February. What is that? So 215 minus 163 divided by 163 is a 32%-ish, 32% gain just from this last signal right here. Right. So, of course, there's lots of insurance companies out there, but I think getting these sell signals in insurance companies in general is real indicative of the future that this industry is hurting. Right. Of course, inflation is hitting them hard, but they can also raise their rates 20% overnight with the click of a button. And Outlier is showing a signal return of 69%. That beats buy and hold. 60% return, buy and hold is pretty good. But Outlier shows you 69% and you skip all the drawdowns. And that's the cool part of Outlier, right? So be sure to head over to OVTLYR.com to see why Outliers win. Now, let's go take a look and see what the internet says about this. California loses two more property insurers and a growing insurance crisis. Is it a crisis if it's a very simple way to fix it? This is just the California state policy. what is that simple way to fix it? Let me know in the comments down below. I think A, run your state like Florida or Texas. Florida and Texas are where everybody who's leaving California is going to. I know, because I live in Texas and everybody moving here is from California. Everything in the state's a freaking crisis. It's exhausting. We sure have a lot of crisis in California. It's almost like we have a horrible, useless politicians in charge. This is the goal, to get rid of all insurance companies so the state can have their own insurance and high rates and minimal coverage. You know, that may not be too far off, right? California, as a state, loves to enact new government policies like the $20 minimum wage, which is now laying off tons and tons, or causing layoffs of tons and tons of people. So it wouldn't be such a crazy idea to think that the California government always had this in mind all along. You let me know in the comments down below if that's what you think is happening. And be sure to click one of these two videos just up above. YouTube thinks that you will love to watch more of the Outlier Live that we put on every single day. So be sure to click one of those, and I'll see you on the next episode.